Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, it's that time of year when our kids are getting colds and we're getting runny noses and stuffy noses. And of course, with that comes chapped lips, so uncomfortable, chapped noses and bloody noses. And what are you supposed to do for all of these things? My guest is Dr. Lisa Asta. She's board certified by the American Board of Pediatrics and a fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Asta. Winter illnesses, dryness. The first thing let's talk about is all the dryness. My kids, their lips, the noses, their hands, everything is just cracked and peeling.
Well, when the temperature drops, we go more inside, and when the temperature drops, we turn the heat on. And when we turn the heat on, that reduces the humidity in the air. And the other part is once we go inside from the sunny weather and don't have the sun on our skin, some sun is actually good and has a growth-promoting effect for the skin. So we sort of lose all of that. So it's important not to have the house super dry. If you can run a cool mist vaporizer or a humidifier, that can be a help. And you can use, very gentle soaps for the hands. It's the cold and cough season, so we're telling them to wash, and some of them are so good they're washing so much that their hands are getting overdry from washing. So, you know, a very, you know, gentle moisturizing soap, and then, you know, perhaps a nice, creamy or greasy moisturizer after that to help protect our skin layers.
So noses, they get so dry, and sometimes kids even get bloody noses at this time of the year. And, you know, the old adage for bloody noses is put your head back and get a paper towel or whatever, but that's not really what you're supposed to do, is it?
No, you really want to pinch the soft part of the front of the nose to stop the nosebleeds, because most nosebleeds are from the very delicate superficial blood vessels in the front part of the nose. And by putting the pressure on the lower part of the nose below the bony part, the bridge in the nose, and holding that is helpful. And, you know, some kids do much better with their head forward so that any of the blood doesn't drip into the back of their throat and, you know, cause that unpleasant taste or choking or gagging.
Should we be worrying about bloody noses?
Most bloody noses are going to be caused by dryness, as we're talking about, as well as, crusting from, colds, as well as potentially from allergies. So those more common causes are, certainly troublesome. It always looks like a horror show after a child has had a nosebleed, because a small amount of blood can look like so much. The more serious nosebleeds happen in with the larger vessels in the back of the nose, which isn't usually the situation with children because it's dryness and it's picking from crusted little boogers and stuff. If there is trauma to the nose, or in a much older person, or if there's bleeding that does not stop with 20 minutes of good pressure, those are the nosebleeds that you want to worry about medically and have evaluated.
Okay, so especially at this time of the year, it's easy to worry about these things, but you can also go with the fact that there is so much dryness, and that is a part of it. And as you say, they're picking at the crusties, and that's a lovely thought anyway. So products out there, Dr. Asta. You know, recently my daughter, who has all kinds of dry spots on, you know, we've been using Aquaphor, and when her knuckles get even a little bit too dry, we put a little tiny hydrocortisone in with the Aquaphor. But just the other day, I pulled out the Desitin, and we put that on her elbow and on her knuckles, and lo and behold, boy, that worked better than the Aquaphor.
For dry skin, generally, the best things are going to be the greasier you can find, the better. And people don't tend to like ointment things that are greasy, Vaseline, petroleum jelly, similar to the Aquaphor. But again, the biggest barrier and the greasier and the nastier in terms of texture, generally the better it works, because it forms more of a barrier. And zinc oxide that's in most of the diaper creams, is a very good, skin protector, because we use it in the diaper area where there's a lot going on when they're little. Lanolin works very well. It's very thick when it's cold. And most of the proprietary, you know, creams, ointments that are sold are, you know, mixtures of various moisturizers. So greasier is going to work better. The thicker you can tolerate. Sometimes it's good to sort of rub a little bit in the palm of your hands to try to get it a little bit more liquidy and really rub it in. And often, you know, after the bath is the best time to really seal in the moisture from the bath. So you can do a 15-minute, you know, soak in the bathtub with the little ones with no soap, no product. You know, wash with a tiny bit of something gentle and then get them out. Don't even dry them completely and then, you know, goop them up with,
then
you know, your
toilet
product.
She didn't love
goop
that I was
up.
Putting diaper rash cream on it, but she in the morning she was like, wow, it really worked great. Okay, so winter illnesses, stuffy noses, best advice for stuffy noses.
You can saline them out. Again, if the air gets very dry in the house, that will make the mucus drier and thicker and harder to clear. So, you know, doctors don't recommend decongestants for kids because they generally, you know, haven't been shown to be particularly safe or, more importantly, particularly effective. So you can saline them out. They also have saline gel now on the market that you can put in that both moisturizes the nose. And that's probably the best we can do, and then, you know, teach the kids to use tissues, and, you know, you oftentimes have to use something underneath the nose. If you get a little bit of redness there, you can put a touch of cream or Vaseline. If you start getting redness from all the, you know, the wiping and the rubbing, it's
very
common.
What about mentholyptus? You know, because I've put that under their nose or on their chest sometimes so that they can breathe, because the night times, Dr. Asta, they can't breathe at night.
Yeah, it's very, you know, we wish there was something effective for this. And, you know, if we could get a vaccine for the common cold, it would be terrific. It is a goal. You know, the research on the eucalyptus and the mentholated kind of goes back and forth. You know, I think that, you know, as long as you're not putting a lot of, you don't want to put particularly greasy things in the nose because it can be inhaled. But if, you know, and some research shows it irritates the airways. Some research shows it provides people with this sense that they feel better because they can smell it. If it's helpful, you could use a tiny bit, you know, check with your doctor and see what their opinion is on it. There's a lot that we do during the cold and cough season to try to make ourselves feel better because it really is sort of tincture of time. And, you know, each cold lasts, you know, 7 to 10 days. And with the younger ones, they can get 1 to 2 colds a month, you know, at this time of the year. It really is. It is a march through the colder months.
It is. And we don't have a lot of time left. But what about cough? So that's not anything serious. That's not, that we know is not pertussis. We know it's not anything. But just that cough that keeps them up at night. What can we do?
Again, you can make sure the child's well hydrated to keep the mucus secretions, you know, as thin as possible so they're mobilized. You can run the vaporizer. You know, there's some recommendations for children over one that you could do 2 teaspoons of honey half an hour before bedtime. It has some effective properties in sort of soothing and coating the airways. You know, cough is troublesome, and boy, they can't sleep, but you know, part of the reason we cough is to clear secretions out of, you know, infected lungs. And if we didn't, then we would certainly have worse lung infections. So it's hard to think of cough as our friend, but it's a good thing. But not being able to get to sleep is really problematic. So again, you know, honey for kids over a year. You can also use, you know, light corn syrup.
So we don't want to try and get rid of that cough with Dalsam.
Well, coughing is kind of like sneezing for your nose, and
it's
you
productive.
You wouldn't want to try to suppress a sneeze because you'd have all that goo in your nose, and that doesn't feel very good. So, yes, we understand. We wish there was something effective. You know, most things sold for cough, you know, are sort of marginally, you know, placebo-ish effective, and the heavily sedating medications that have been used traditionally are actually quite dangerous for children in terms of their ability to breathe and control their airway, so we don't recommend them.
Well, those are the facts, and winter colds, none of us like them, bloody noses, keep your kids hydrated, keep a cool mist vaporizer, keep the greasy stuff around and rub it wherever it needs to be. This is Melanie Cole, you're listening to Radio MD, stay well.